There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Tucker Carlson is claiming that UFOs are actually spiritual entities that coexist with humans and have been living under the ocean for thousands of years. Someone has to ask him, did a dispensary recently open in your neighborhood? Because this has all the earmarks of adult-onset stonerism. That's when an adult who has never smoked in their life walks into a dispensary out of sheer curiosity, and a few weeks later, they're living on the beach and talking about spiritual entities. Don't be surprised Red Lobster may file for bankruptcy. Everyone I know who has ever eaten there got crab.
This is the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
A monologue from Bill Maher over the weekend. Jeff and Jen. Cincinnati's Q102. Speaking of monologues, let's see. Colin Jost of SNL. He was the entertainment guest at Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's always mixed reviews with these things because it really just sort of depends on what side of the political aisle you're on. And I'll tell you what, like any comedian that takes that job, cannot win. I thought he did a pretty good job roasting both sides of the aisle and also taking shots at the current and past presidents. He spoke directly after President Biden gave his speech.
Excited to be up here on stage with President Biden tonight, mostly to see if I could figure out where Obama was pulling the strings from. I have to admit, it's not easy following President Biden. I mean, it's not always easy following what he's saying, like. But before I begin tonight, can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, "All rise."
So there you go. A little jab here, a little jab there.
I saw the entire cast of the Today Show was there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Every single
Just
one.
Just about
of
every
them.
Journalist
yeah.
out there.
And I think they did usually like, they do a little cut in for Saturday Night Live where they were like, live from New York, it's Saturday night for
oh,
the
they
show.
Might have,
and
yeah.
they were all there like on the red carpet or whatever color it was.
I missed it.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
That's why we provide the highlights.
And I watched that one little clip for you.
That's
Ta-da!
All you need to hear. That's the best part.
All right. Well, this was exciting. Over the weekend, Ryan Gosling showed up at Universal Studios. This happens sometimes because when you go to Universal Studios in California, they have a ton of those stunt shows and movie sets. And sometimes, like when you and I went, we got to see where they filmed Desperate Housewives and a bunch of other shows. And
right.
sometimes the actors are just kind of like walking around.
Wandering around the lot.
But there was this Water World stunt show going on. And I think you have a clip where Ryan Gosling showed up.
Yeah, he just... gave the crowd a big surprise when he basically just walked out and said hello.
I just came out to say hi, so I'm about to go.
If you insist on being in this thing, I just want
I
to warn
you. I don't insist.
This is not what you think it is. This is live. You can't hide behind that Deadpool costume out here.
We're first of all, I wasn't in Deadpool.
I wouldn't admit it either.
Ryan and I, we're ready for whatever you throw at us.
Really?
Again, I'm not ready for anything.
Okay.
just came to say hi. That's it.
Which I now regret.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He was like, it's in my contract, guys. I'm in this new movie. So he's in The Fall Guy, which is coming out, and that's why he showed up at the stunt show.
Oh, gotcha.
They kept trying to get him to do stunts, but could you imagine? I'd be like, no thanks. Because it's one of those ones where they, like, touch stuff and things explode, or the guy, like, jumps out into the crowd on the little thing.
No, the filmmakers took out an insurance policy on me not getting hurt.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I can't.
He's so cute, though.
Ryan, and he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has a 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album.
Yeah.
A 5,600% increase in profanity from her first album. She swears a total of 57 times compared to just once on her debut. The song Down Bad had the most.
Which I love.
With 18. And I'll play you an example. Of course, I can't play the F-bombs on the radio, so I had to do a little editing with the help of one of Taylor's cats.
Down bad, crying at the gym. Everything comes out teenage petulant.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com.
Surgery has an art.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
That's the version I think we should just play from now on with Q102.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be my proposal.
You know what's funny? I was talking with some moms at our dance. So the album came out, whatever, on that Friday, and we have dance class on Monday, and the moms were all talking like, oh my God, all we've been doing is listening to Taylor all weekend. But we were all talking about how we have to pull up the radio versions of the songs because of that very reason right there, because she cusses throughout almost all of it.
Yeah, well, she's a cusser.
She sure is. She's so edgy.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were out and about over the weekend. They were in Las Vegas hanging out with Patrick and Brittany Mahomes. They went to the
cussing like a storm.
Yeah.
Just
sailoring it up. Yeah. So he has this 15 and Mahomes Foundation Golf Classic Gala, which happens every year in Las Vegas. And Taylor and Travis went. It was really cute. Everyone was saying that they looked very relaxed, super adorable. And the highlight of the entire thing was when Travis Kelce went up on stage and he said, you know, I was just talking to my significant other and we have one more thing for the silent auction. And she donated four of our own tickets to the Eras Tour, to any of the shows you want to go see.
Hmm.
They went for $80,000.
Oh, yeah?
Four tickets for $80,000.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? I mean, but they're Taylor's tickets. You feel like they got to be probably really good when she's donating them.
But slightly more than what you get off Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, yeah. But wow. He ended up partying in the club until about 3 a.m. and she was not with him.
No.
Nope.
Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, does not like talking about the college admission scandal she was wrapped up in.
What?
Or at least not directly, anyway.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Is she allowed to talk about it, or did they give her like one of those things where after the fact, you know, you don't say anything?
Does she talk about anything to do with her daughter's rowing career?
Yeah, not really. She did an interview with First for Women magazine, and they wouldn't be doing their job if they didn't ask her about her challenges in recent years, namely the college admissions scandal. And she said, you know, every day we're met with different obstacles. But for me, it's like the song that says, I get no town, but I get on the bed. You're never gonna beat me down. I get no town, but I get on the bed. You're never gonna beat me down. And that was pretty much the quote right there. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Good for
her. Yeah, she's using Chumbawamba to talk about the college admission scandal. She also shared this advice, you know, for anyone else who might be caught defrauding and bribing colleges. She said, just keep moving forward. Everybody has good times and bad times. That's life.
Yep, for sure.
Yep.
Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the 25 movies that are great when you're feeling nostalgic for childhood.
Okay.
And most of them came from the 90s, so I really am feeling a lot of these. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? A Goofy Movie, which is the Disney movie. Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Aladdin.
Wow.
All those Disney movies on there. Other highlights included Air Bud, Space Jam, The Iron Giant, and then The Goonies and Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. That's a good one.
Yeah. I have recently have been kind of feeling nostalgic when it, like, my daughter is in Aladdin Junior. Like, it's a show that she's in a play. So we've been watching Aladdin, and we also watched The Lion King both recently. And I was really shocked at how much I remembered the words and the music and all of that. Because, I mean, it's been decades since I sat down and actually watched those.
It's ingrained in your brain.
It is.
Let's see. I just lost my place. I had the story. It was right in front of me. Hang on. Here we go. Okay. If you remember last week, Drew Carey shared some rather crude tweets about his experience seeing fish at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And one of the things he said was he would stick his junk into a blender to see fish's sphere show again.
Yikes.
I mean, that is passion.
Have you guys ever felt that way about any performance?
Well, is he saying like it was good he would go to that extent, or he's saying it was so bad I would never do that again?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't know. I assumed the way they took it was a positive. Trey Anastasio wrote a little note. They sent him a signed blender that said, thank you, Drew. See you next time. Happy blending.
Oh, boy. That's pretty funny. I do think I want to go there one day, though, the Sphere.
To see fish?
No, not to see fish, but just to see any show.
Yeah, but would you, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Would I put my boobie in a blender?
There
I don't
you
think,
go.
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Going to be moving on from that.
There was also a signed card which said, so thrilled you could be at the Sphere with us. Hope you enjoyed this gift, and let's do it again.
I saw a little bit of sad news over the weekend. CBS announced that it is canceling NCIS Hawaii.
Oh, no.
After just three seasons. And the reason why it's sad is because Vanessa Lachey was the star of that show.
They've been living out there.
They have. They've been living in Hawaii for the past several years, Nick, Vanessa, and the kids. I saw this on her Instagram that she put up a little thing, and it just was like the logo of the show. And it says, I've been gutted, confused, and completely blindsided. So then immediately.
Oh, really?
So then immediately I'm Googling, like, you know, did it cancel? And it did. I guess CBS canceled a huge chunk of shows, and it's all because of viewership.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That sucks.
It does suck. But I'm wondering if maybe she could join one of the other NCIS shows.
They transfer her over because she's just that good at solving murders.
Yes. But, well, you know how, like, I think LL Cool J is on one of them.
Yeah.
And then they've had the original one for quite some time. They usually do pretty well in the ratings. So maybe they'll be like, they always do those crossover events. So maybe they'll just bring over some people.
Well, I mean, that's tough in any situation when you lose your job. Although, I don't know, or, you know, if they're at a point where, like, they maybe don't have to work if they don't want to. Then again, Hawaii's not a cheap place to live.
No.
And it would be very hard to leave Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Especially for the kids. Yeah. Could you imagine?
It's like, oh, she's joining NCIS New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going back to Ohio?
Right.
What?
Like, I mean, I don't know how you come back from that, you know? I'm not, no. I'd rather just live on the beach, man.
Yeah. That's got to be hard. And their kids are, I mean, how old are they? Younger? Maybe 13?
You really want to go back to L.A. after that? Not if you can help it. There's got to be a way we can make this work.
Yeah.
What do we got to do, honey?
Well, they have all those Netflix shows, too, that they still do. They still are a part of, what is it, Love is Blind?
Yeah.
The Ultimatum.
Right.
I can't remember if there's another one or not.
Yeah.
But wishing all the best to them, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, hopefully land on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, yeah, because Nick's talked in the past about how L.A. is one of those towns that'll steal your soul if you let it. I always got the impression he was not a fan.
Well, I mean, don't you think so when you're out there? It's just so...
Well, I mean, to his point, if you let it, it's like anything else. But, you know, for some people, the best way to avoid that is just to stay out of it completely. Not very, you know, and then I know people who live out there and love it.
Yeah. My cousin Lindsay, a couple of years ago, decided that she wanted to be a writer, like a comedy writer.
Yeah.
And so she moved out there and was living, you know, close to Santa Monica, but she's still trying years later.
Wow.
And I'll be like, how's it going? And she's like, I hate it here, but this is what I want to do.
This is where the work is.
Yep. And she has a lot of trouble because she's from Louisville originally, and she has a lot of trouble making friends. She's just like, everything out here is so clicky. If you think you have a friend, they move on to somebody else, or just, she's like, it's so hard to find real people.
Yeah, my son-in-law's in town, and I realized over the weekend, he revealed that he has never, for all the years that we've known him, he has never set foot in Cincinnati at any other time other than the winter.
Oh.
Because it's always been either Thanksgiving or Christmas or some winter month, and they happen to be in town this weekend, and he's like, I've never seen this area so green. It's beautiful here. And we're like, this is a great place to live, dude.
Jeff, the topography. This is
what I've been trying to tell people for years, man.
He's only seen gray, dirty, winter.
Right. He's only seen us when we're cold and gray and dank. All the leaves have fallen.
Yeah.
The leaves are brown, the sky is gray and all that.
Well, and that weekend weather, I mean, was just unforgettable.
It was warm, but it wasn't too humid.
Totally. Yeah. You could walk outside and not sweat.
Right.
It was lovely.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool city to live, dude. Nice. Come here more often.
Welcome.
Right. It's a little before 7 o'clock. That's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7. In the meantime, straight ahead. We've got the mother of all concerts, the mother of all prizes coming up in the next hour. I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
It's so massive. Look at the light, Jeff. Look at the light.
As I look at the light, we will make our major announcement coming up after 7 o'clock that could mean a babysitter for the rest of the year for you. Straight ahead, we'll explain. Jeff and Jen.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.